T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Shortlist.
Ripped away by this extreme court.
To expand NATO by admitting Sweden and Finland.
I am not satisfied with how the election was run. We had major issues.
Joe-flation, as some call it, will refer to Joe Manchin, not Joe Biden.
Senator Kennedy is back, and it's good to hear his voice, isn't it? Hey, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Thursday, and wow. Anybody else get rolled out of bed with that thunder this morning?
I couldn't go to bed.
Well, I had no problem with that. Carl?
I have a window that, you know, is right above the bed.
Darkening shades many years ago. So it wasn't the lightning, it was the thunder that sounded like the roof was caving in on the house at some point this morning. I couldn't believe that. Probably a lot of dreary-eyed people out there who wondered what in the world was going on. It sounded like Armageddon at some point in the middle of the night. But anyway, what it did do was cause a lot of water on the road again this morning. Now, in my experience, and maybe Sue Thomas will get on here and school us on this here shortly, in my opinion, it was nothing like a couple of weeks ago, right? But there's still going to be probably some water in low-lying areas. Just be warned about that. A lot of rain happened, and we may get more today. So we'll be keeping an eye on that for you. Dave Murray will have your forecast, and we'll get you to school or work, or probably not school yet, work at least. I do know some people that are going back next week
to school. They're
looking kids, yeah.
My daughter's going to orientation next week.
Yeah. So that kind of snuck up on us, didn't it? I just can't believe it's August 4th already. And yesterday went out, celebrated my mom's birthday. That was nice.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Mrs.
Took
Cox.
Her to 54th Street Grill.
Which one?
She'll wake up and hear this in about 4 hours. So I'm sure she's
Oh, did you get her tipsy a little?
A Pinot Grigio. They come to the table. They're like, oh, you want some wine? I said, get the birthday girl the big glass of wine. Get her the 9-ounce pour. So we did, and I'm sure she slept well last night. That's good.
So there are several 54s. I go to the one. Oh, you went to the valley?
Yeah.
I go to the one next to Ronnie's, or I used to go to the one next to Ronnie's.
And you know, shout out to them. We went to a Red Robin a couple of weeks ago to celebrate another birthday in the family, and they had one server when we were there for the entire restaurant. Like 2/3 of the tables were empty because they couldn't service them. So they just didn't seat people. And I know that's not their fault necessarily, but I will give a shout out to the folks at the 54th Street Grill, at least out there in Chesterfield last night. We had excellent service, and they had seem to have plenty of staff members. So I don't know what the difference is, but who maybe those are all people that used to work at Red Robin. I don't know, but they did a good job. So kudos to them last night for that. That was good. Continuing to follow the fallout from the election, from the primary election on Tuesday. And I watched this story last night with some humor, I'll have to say, on Channel 4. I see this story about mystery candidate wins Republican nomination for St. Louis County Executive. Mystery. It's a mystery. And I'm like, God, mystery surrounds St. Louis County GOP primary election win. And then I go onto their website there at Channel 4, and I'm not ready to call it the death of investigative journalism, but they're pointing out about Catherine Penner, who defeated Shamed Dogan, that nobody knew anything about her, which is kind of what I pointed out yesterday. They went and they found a political science professor, Ken Warren, who's been around for years, to say she has no political experience. She came out of nowhere. But she didn't file any financial disclosure forms, and she did, which means she clearly didn't raise any money, I'm guessing, for the election. And Channel 4 was unable to find her. No one's been able to make contact, according to Renee Artman, who heads up the St. Louis County Republican Party Steering Committee. And Channel 4 couldn't find her, apparently. All of their email contacts and everything had for nothing worked, which seemed, it seemed to me like they gave up entirely too easily, because we've got her scheduled on the program this morning at 6:35.
Would you like to hear them bumbling around it, Mark?
What's that?
Would you like to hear them bumbling around
it? No, sure. Do you have that sound there, Carl?
A pretty big surprise coming in the Republican race for St. Louis County Executive, a first-time candidate who didn't raise any money or even campaign, beat a seasoned politician to become the Republican nominee. News 4's Russell Kinsall has been trying to track down Catherine Penner to get her reaction to the win. And as Russell reports, he's not the only one looking for her, Russell.
That is right. Catherine Penner led in the voting all night. No one can explain how she won big in her first political race.
All right.
But I've got
all
a message for her from the Republican Party. If you want their help in the November election, stop being so hard to reach and give them a call.
Wow. How about that? Now, see, my friend Russell should have called me, because we were able to get a hold of Catherine. Like I said, we've got her on here at 6:35 this morning. I'm sure she's getting a kick out of this whole thing. And we'll find out more about her. So be sure and tune in. We'll have her on live at 6:35 this morning. I saw Shamed Dogan tweeted out yesterday, thanked all of his supporters and admitted that he was a little bit shell-shocked to lose to somebody who didn't campaign by 7,000 votes. I'll bet he was. Wow. Wow, that was a big one. You know, one of the other big races we talked a lot about was the second senatorial district out in St. Charles County. The winner of that one is going to be in studio with us this morning at 7:35, and that is Nick Schroer.
Wait a minute. I thought he doesn't show up for things, Mark.
Well, we'll find out if he shows up or not, Carl. I mean, the ad said he's no-show Schroer, which he's had a little bit of fun with a couple of memes since the election. But, I mean, the nastiness of politics these days was just amazing. Somebody, I don't know which pack it was, I'm sure Nick knows all the details on it, ran the same ads against him that they were clearly using the same game plan against, like, Jeff Rorta, who ran, I think, in the 26th with Mayor Elizabeth Coleman. She won that race, by the way. But somebody was running negative ads against him, claiming, you know, he didn't show up, or they were doing negative things about Mary Elizabeth. But the voters saw through it, clearly. And it was a big win, I think, for the conservatives in the conservative caucus. So we'll get to all that more. We got a great show for you today. We will today talk to Jeff Smith, who we couldn't catch up with yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:22 in the morning. We got all that and more coming up for you right now. Our national anthem.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, folks. This is Al Gore. I may be bat crazy when it comes to climate change, but I never miss the Mark Cox Show.
All right. Al, I appreciate that, leaving your carbon footprint all across the world in your private jet, you and John Kerry, Taylor Swift, apparently, these days. But that's okay, because you're saving the world. So, you know, you gotta put it out there. Somebody's got to put it on the line, and green crazies are doing that for us in the Senate and the House, where they're going to pass this reconciliation bill this week. It's coming. It's coming, folks. They're doing this for you. They actually had the audacity to refer to this as the Inflation Reduction Act. This is the twisted logic of the left in this country. By spending trillions more, we're going to stop the problem that we have too many dollars chasing too few goods. I'm not an economist, but something doesn't sound right there, does it? So yesterday, this story pops up, right, on The Hill, right? So The Hill is one of those publications online which can kind of go either way, but generally these days, I would argue that The Hill is a left-leaning media organization. That's a fair, I think, description of them as I look at them these days. And they have a headline this morning about Senator Ron Johnson. And it's scare tactic, right? Senator Ron Johnson, it says here, suggests Medicare and Social Security should be approved on an annual basis. What? So Ron Johnson makes the point that conservatives make all the time, that the reason we're broke in this country is that 2/3 of the federal budget is non-discretionary. So the people you elect and send to Washington can never change the amount of spending on Medicare or Social Security or a whole bunch of other non-discretionary items, most of which are social programs. Which is why when social programs get made, they never end, right? They're like luggage. You have them forever. And Ron Johnson mentions this in a podcast, and Chuck Schumer went out and said the Republicans are talking out loud about things they never talk. He wants to cut your Medicare and Social Security. Listen to what Ron said. Listen. Just listen. Hold on. Here we go.
No, VA spending is discretionary. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare. If you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot.
Yeah, a valid point. You would have thought that he had slandered somebody yesterday with what he said. I'll play you more of that coming up here in a few minutes. I want you to hear what my friend Stacy on the right thinks about the big elections that happened on Tuesday. We're going to be back with more of that in just a minute.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this campaign isn't over, but tonight's victory is a validation of our message. Shout the battle cry.
You'll never stop me. I'm a warrior. Stacy Washington joining me this morning. And Stacy, looks like the polls were wrong again. They were way off in that race, huh?
Yeah, looks like the polls were wrong again, and Missouri voters got a chance to decide, and they made a decision that will serve us well going forward into the future.
Yeah, you know, I averaged those polls the last week or so here on the show. Looked like, in general, Schmidt had anywhere from a 8 to 10 point lead over either Hartzler or Greitens. Some, I think it was 12 points in that last Trafalgar poll. He must have had a 25-point victory yesterday.
It was a blowout, and it was kind of shocking to watch because they called his race so early over at Real Clear Politics. I was like, wow, the first race called tonight. So it was a giant win for him. He really put in the work, and it was a clean campaign. And there was a lot of chitter chatter on Facebook, a lot of fighting between people. I had a lot of attacks because I was supporting Greitens, and
right,
they were kind of visceral, angry, kind of personal attacks, really kind of nonsensical. And I didn't understand that. But in a primary, it can get nasty. And now we're out of the primary and we're into the general. Of course, I support the Republican over any Democrat any day, anywhere on earth, anywhere in the known universe. So Eric Schmidt will be a fantastic senator from the great state of Missouri.
Yeah,
He'll do it. He'll get it done.
Yeah, somebody had texted me a few minutes ago that they'd seen some polling that shows that this John Wood, the independent, takes votes from Democrats as much as any Republican, and obviously they think that Schmidt will win handily. I think that they're probably right. Let's talk about the disappointment from last night. First of all, that there are the Democrats in St. Louis County would choose to keep Sam Page over Jane Duker, number one, on that side. I was stunned that many people thought Page did a good job and rewarded him by voting for him again.
Well, I don't know that people think Sam Page is doing a good job. He's the devil that they know. I hate it. I would never cast a vote for Sam Page. He's not a good leader. He has zero transparency, and he doesn't believe in accountability, and he lies a lot. For a lot of people in St. Louis County, Jane Duker is an unknown quantity. I know she's on the radio a lot, but there's things about the candidacy, the last minute sign that said, you know, there were a lot of memes being shared and little pictures that were being sent around saying, you know, the only way to beat Sam Page is to vote for Jane Duker. That's how you get rid of Sam Page. Well, a campaign that wins is about what that person brings to the table, not about getting rid of the other person. So, yes, you would be trying to get rid of Sam Page, but why vote for Jane Duker? I never saw a case made for that. So, and obviously, I know she's on the network that you're on a lot. I know she's a known commodity there. But winning a race in St. Louis County is about more than, you know, speaking to one particular type of radio listener. And it has to be about what you're bringing to the table. What is the candidacy of Jane Duker about? What is she standing for? What are her values? What does she believe in? And what is she strong on? What are her skills? I never saw the case made for that. So it's going to take a lot to unseat Sam Page because he's a he's what I would call like a principality over St. Louis County. Yeah. You can compare him at the local level to a Nancy Pelosi, someone who shoehorned themselves in like some kind of parasite, and getting rid of that person is almost an exercise in killing the host. We are the host, St. Louis County residents. Sam Page is the entity that is feeding off of us like a bloodsucker, and getting rid of him is like applying cancer-killing agents to a patient. Sometimes when someone has cancer, they have to take a course of treatment that is almost deadly to them as a whole in order to kill the cancer. Sometimes it does kill the patient. Sometimes it just kills the cancer. That's what it's going to be like to get rid of Sam Page.
Wow. Do you know Catherine Penner, who defeated Shamed Dogan?
I met her at a Ladies of Liberty event, and I want to just kind of make it known. Ladies of Liberty, if you're looking to win a campaign in St. Louis County, and if you're looking to get a fired up group of individuals who will pretty much do anything for you if they believe in you, that you need to attend a Ladies of Liberty event and make your case for your candidacy and get those women on board. That's what Ms. Penner did. I met her at an event for them. She's brilliant. She's a serious person. She's not a politician, and she's interested in the people of St. Louis County. I think she's going to do well, but of course, we're talking about going up against Sam Page. He has the Democrat machine behind him, so we'll see what happens, but I love her to death. She's fantastic, and she stands for all the things we believe in.
I'm thrilled to talk to somebody who knows who she is. And I don't say this from a position of arrogance in any way, shape, or form, but I've been involved in Republican politics and Republican and conservative circles for a long time. I've never met her, and I didn't see any campaign ads, and she never reached out to me, trying to get time on the radio or anything. So when I saw those results this morning, you could have blown me over with a feather. I mean, it was a complete shock. Not that I was in the race for Shamed Dogan. I just assumed he would win based on name recognition alone.
Well, he certainly had a lot of communications. I know campaigns believe in touching each voter a certain number of times, and Shamed Dogan certainly did that. I had my email box was full of his solicitations. I got mailers. There were text messages. There were events that I was invited to. I think he's a great person, but he wasn't my candidate. And I only had to hear Ms. Penner speak one time to realize that I would be voting for her. I think we should close the loop. I should connect you with her so you can have her on the air so your listeners can meet her. She's fantastic.
I'd love to do that. Thank you for that, Stacey. Hey, by the way, before we run out of time here real quick, your take on the abortion thing in Kansas, because the mainstream media is playing it as if this is the Roe anger rising up and this is going to happen all across the country. But they weren't voting on abortion. They were voting on whether or not the state Supreme Court in a state should be allowed to decide what's law versus the legislators. And I think they voted the wrong way.
Well, they voted the wrong way because there was a lot of fear mongering going on.
Yeah.
The Democrat machine has risen up to kind of paint any kind of restrictions on abortion as killing women, punishing women who have ectopic pregnancies or have miscarriages. And nothing could be further from the truth. Republicans believe in birth control. We believe in the pill. We're not against helping women who are in a dangerous situation. You show up in an ER with an ectopic pregnancy, you should be helped. If that involves a DNC, that is good medical procedure, and I don't know a Republican who would say that's wrong. So they're painting us as, you know, with this fear-mongering, as people who don't believe in good medical science, and that couldn't be further from the truth. We need to get control of the messaging, or else we're going to see more of these kind of weird anti-votes in conservative states like Kansas. They made the wrong decision, but that doesn't mean we can't fix it later. That's the system that the founders gave us. If we make a mistake in our voting, we can always go back and fix that later. And I think that's what's going to happen there.
Stacey, thanks as always. Love having you on.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. Stacey on the right there. You can listen to her on Sirius XM Monday through Friday. You can grab her show there. It's good.
Patriot,
the Patriot. Yeah,
7 to
absolutely.
10.
Yeah, it's good. We'll be back in a minute.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
If it look like a duck, walk like a duck, and quack like a duck, it's a duck.
No way around it. It's a duck. It's a duck. I loved what Stacey had to say there about this election, and I want to get back for a moment to what I was saying earlier before we went to Stacey's segment about Ron Johnson and the headline this morning about this awful headline about Ron Johnson wants to cut Medicare and Social Security, and you need to know this. Chuck Schumer said that they're saying the quiet part out loud. MAGA Republicans want to put Social Security and Medicare on the chopping block. Imagine a world where we don't have the ability to audit something that we as taxpayers fund every day that we work. Imagine a system where we're not allowed to audit our voting systems out of fear that we're going to find out what's wrong with them. Are you kidding me? Imagine if two-thirds of your household spending was non-discretionary. You had no control over where two-thirds of your money was going by choice, and you'd made some really bad decisions over the years. That's the insanity of what goes on in Washington every day. 70% of the federal budget is non-discretionary. They don't have a choice. They have to fund it every year, regardless of how much waste or abuse or fraud may be going on in these programs. I want you to listen one more time to what Ron Johnson had to say about this. Carl, if I get you to go back to that bite that you had from Johnson, listen.
Defense spending has always been discretionary. No, VA spending is discretionary. What's mandatory are things like Social Security and Medicare. If you qualify for the entitlement, you just get it no matter what the cost. And our problem in this country is that more than 70% of our federal budget, of our federal spending, is all mandatory spending. It's on automatic pilot. You just don't do proper oversight. You don't get in there and fix the programs going bankrupt. It's just on automatic pilot. What we ought to be doing is we ought to turn everything into discretionary spending so it's all evaluated so that we can fix problems or fix programs that are broken that are going to be going bankrupt. But because, again, as long as things are on automatic pilot, we just continue to pile up debt. It's mortgage our kids' future. It's this massive debt burden.
Yeah, if you're having budget problems at home, do you just ignore them and not talk about them with your spouse or your significant other? Because surely if you ignore them, they're just going to go away, right? I mean, it's like the argument that I can't be out of money. I still have checks left in my checkbook. I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that runs Washington, D.C. I thought Johnson went on to explain this pretty well. Let me play this bite. Listen.
Because, again, as long as things are on automatic pilot, we just continue to pile up debt. It's mortgage our kids' future. It's this massive debt burden combined with additional massive deficit spending that sparked this inflation. It's wiping out people's wage gains, making it impossible for them to make ends meet. Again, it didn't just happen. I mean, the fact that you're struggling economically, it's because of Democrat governance and Democrat policies in the federal government that is spending way more money than it should and doing things that never was even envisioned by our founding fathers to be doing.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Johnson. The mainstream media in Washington, D.C. is trying to paint him as some sort of an extremist today for saying that. I mean, I will guarantee you, I would bet you my paycheck that if John F. Kennedy was alive today, that would be him saying that and not Ron Johnson. And today's Democratic Party wants to paint him like some sort of an extremist for saying the spending's out of control. We can't live like this. Nobody can live like this. It's absolutely crazy. Hey, when we come back here next hour, we're going to talk to the surprise candidate that Channel 4 couldn't seem to find yesterday. Catherine Penner is her name. She beat Shamed Dogan to be the Republican candidate for county executive. Channel 4 quoted my friend Renee Artman from the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee as saying that, please reach out. We haven't heard from her either. I don't know how that's possible. But anyway, Channel 4 couldn't find her. They called her a mystery candidate. We found her. It didn't seem to be that difficult, and she's talked to some other local media as well. So we're going to get Catherine Penner on the radio here this morning at around 6:35. You'll find out a little bit more about her and maybe she's planning another surprise victory, I'm guessing, against Sam Page in November. I want to find out how she's going to do that, what her plan is, who she's working with, It's all coming up right here at about 6:35. Plus, we'll get Tommy Ackerman in here, talk a little bit about Vin Scully, who I'm sure Tom ran across in his long career over to KMOX. And, of course, the trade for a couple of pitchers to shore up the starting rotation for the St. Louis Cardinals. Their game canceled yesterday with the Cubs because of that weather. So we'll get to Ackerman in here, Catherine Penner. Then we'll get to In Other News, brought to you by Frank Ladd this morning, coming up at about 6:45. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.